These podcasts have been created to help you discover a whole new world of stories by amazing authors and illustrators. Visit your local bookshop or library to get the whole story. The World of Stories podcast, sponsored by National Book Tokens. Hello there and welcome to this A World of Stories online podcast. My name is Stephen Butler and I have the very, very lovely task of guiding you through this big celebration of books. And we have got a mystery for you today because the book we are talking about is Murder Most Unladylike by Robin Stephens. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about the characters. When Daisy Wells and Hazel Wong set up their very own secret detective agency at Deep Dean School for Girls, they struggle to find any truly exciting mysteries to investigate, unless you count the case of Lavinia's missing tie, which they don't. When Hazel discovers the science mistress, Miss Bell, lying dead in the gym, she assumes it was a terrible accident. But when she and Daisy return 5 minutes later, the body has disappeared. Now, Hazel and Daisy not only have a murder to solve, but they have to prove one happened in the first place, determined to get to the bottom of the crime before the killer strikes again, and before the police get there first, naturally. Hazel and Daisy must hunt for evidence, spy on their suspects, and use all the cunning and intuition they can muster. But will they succeed? And can their friendship stand the test? Here is an excerpt from the story read by Gemma Chan.
Murder. Most unladylike. Being an account of The Case of the Murder of Miss Bell, an investigation by the Wells and Wong Detective Society. Written by Hazel Wong, Detective Society Secretary, age 13. Begun Tuesday, the 30th of October, 1934. Part 1. The Discovery of the Body. 1. This is the first murder that the Wells and Wong Detective Society has ever investigated, so it is a good thing that Daisy bought me a new casebook. The last one was finished after we solved the case of Lavinia's missing tie. The solution to that, of course, was that Clementine stole it in revenge for Lavinia punching her in the stomach during lacrosse, which was Lavinia's revenge for Clementine telling everyone that Lavinia came from a broken home. I suspect that the solution to this new case may be more complex. I suppose I ought to give some explanation of ourselves in honour of the new casebook. Daisy Wells is the president of the Detective Society, and I, Hazel Wong, am its secretary. Daisy says that this makes her Sherlock Holmes and me Watson. This is probably fair. After all, I am much too short to be the heroine of this story, and who ever heard of a Chinese Sherlock Holmes? That's why it's so funny that it was me who found Miss Bell's dead body. In fact, I think Daisy is still upset about it, though of course she pretends not to be. You see, Daisy is a heroine-like person, and so it should be her that these things happen to. Look at Daisy and you think you know exactly the sort of person she is. One of those dainty, absolutely English girls with blue eyes and golden hair. The kind who'll gallop across muddy fields in the rain clutching hockey sticks and then sit down and eat 10 ice buns at tea. I, on the other hand, bulge all over like Bibendum the Michelin Man. My cheeks are moony round and my hair and eyes are stubbornly dark brown. I arrived from Hong Kong partway through second form, and even then, when we were all still shrimps. Shrimps, for this new casebook, is what we call the little lower form girls. Daisy was already famous throughout Deep Dean School. She rode horses, was part of the lacrosse team, and was a member of the drama society. The big girls took notice of her, and by May, the entire school knew that the head girl herself had called Daisy a good sport. But that is only the outside of Daisy, the jolly good show part that everyone sees. The inside of her is not jolly good show at all. It took me quite a while to discover that.
I loved that. Plot twists and turns on every single corner. But if it turns out that Murder Most Unladylike is not for you, don't panic, because we have tons of other podcasts recommending all sorts of different stories, and one of them is bound to be perfect for your mood. So all you have to do is head over to www.worldbookday.com, where you can find all these brilliant recommended books, and I hope you have a very lovely time exploring them. See you later. Goodbye.
Jabber Production. JIBBA JABBA.